This week in the Hocking Hills, joining us, we have James Martin. And a glorious day to you, friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Mike. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Still summertime weather out there, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah, we've had a couple of showers here or there, but I did get out driving around in one of my classic cars yesterday morning and then managed to get it back just in time. And I don't know about you folks, but we had some pretty hairy weather came through yesterday, but
yes.
It seems to have all cleared up now, so that's good.
It was pretty bad in Lancaster, had some widespread power outages and lots of branches down. And then here in Rushville at the radio studios, it didn't happen. So I guess, but you got it there in the Logan area, huh?
We did, yes. And actually, it shows how bad my short-term memory is. I got home at 5 o'clock and the power was out. And I don't believe it came back on until about 10 o'clock. And so my dinner last night consisted of a can of tuna.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have had to go out. I might have had to get some takeout there.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I did notice that on the other side of town that the traffic lights had started to come back on again. So I suppose I could have got myself a burger, but I was trying to be good.
Yeah, I see. Well, I don't want to discourage that in any way. So, so your power was out for about 4 hours then?
Oh, at least. I think it was more like 6 hours it was out. So, of course, I didn't go anywhere near the refrigerator just in case it was off for even longer. And AEP told us that it should be coming back on again today at 8 p.m. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I hope everything's going to be okay. And luckily, it did come back on at 10 o'clock. And suddenly, I felt the air conditioner come back on again. And I thought, oh, good, I'll get a good night's sleep.
Well, good. So hopefully everybody's power is back up and at it today. And things beginning to happen, of course, around the area as things reopen this week in the Hocking Hills, something that we've talked about quite a bit on the program, James. John Glenn Astronomy Park.
Yeah, and this is such a draw for the Hocking Hills region. It is definitely worth mentioning time and time again, just purely because folks go out to this all the time. Check out jgaps.org to find out more if you've not been there. But basically, the reason why we're mentioning it all the time now is that it is very, very popular. They only have limited parking spaces. And if you folks remember last summer when we were talking about it, there wasn't an issue during the week. You could just pop along and go there and you could go to the plaza. Well, because of the fact that they are so busy right now, they are asking that whenever you go to the John Glenn Astronomy Park, that you pre-book for a parking space. It's free of charge. You can go to registration.jgaps.org and just go ahead and reserve your parking space, and then that way you won't be disappointed. So they don't have any particular programs going on right now because obviously they don't want people indoors. But if you would like to go out there and enjoy the plaza and take advantage of the dark night skies, then go ahead. And so jgap.org is the place you need to go to.
Very good. And explorehockinghills.com is the website to find out what we're talking about here. And a lot of music coming up. Hocking Hills Winery from 6 p.m. Randy Gleason and Tim Gowan, is it? Is that Gowan?
I believe so. Gowan, I think.
Gowan? Okay. We'll go in with that one then. So
that's right. Yeah, going, gone.
And Saturday, I like this, Creek Don't Rise. A lot of people probably asking that. Creek, please don't rise. And Brewery 33, Friday, Blake Long from 7 to 10, Brent Patterson. And is it My Little Z Kitchen? Is that?
That's right, yeah. It's just yet another different food truck, which I may have to just pop out there just to check it out.
Oh, okay. And is this a DJ Sunday night?
That's right, yeah, apparently so. So that's going to be interesting, isn't it? It's not you, is it?
No, it's not. The executives. It sounds like a group, so maybe more than one. Maybe, yeah, sounds exciting. So 2 to 5 p.m. there on Sunday. Millstone Friday, 5 p.m., The Rewinds. And Rockside Winery in Lancaster, Saturday, 5 to 8. Step Brothers Acoustic. And so lots of, there's some more. What else is going on? I'll let you cover the rest since I've already stole your thunder for most of it there.
Well, also there's the Manchester Hill Winery. They're presenting the Pick and Pair, and I couldn't get too much information, but it looks like they are an acoustic set, and they look like they're really fun. And they're at 13160 Tolton Road in Circleville, and that's Saturday from 7 till 9. And this is actually just showcasing that there is a lot of live music that's starting to come back out again, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've all missed that. And it's nice to see that there are venues that are going to be doing live music again.
Absolutely.
And moving completely into a different direction, we also have the Lancaster Farmers Market, which actually is open on Saturdays until October 3rd. Apparently, it's rain or shine, and that is from 8:30 a.m. until noon. And 8:30 until 9 is reserved for vulnerable populations. So if you want more information, check out lancasterohfarmersmarket.org. That's lancasterohfarmersmarket.org. And you can actually prepay for your orders with vendors. You can. It's the same time, same place, same people, same great food, but everything will look a little different. So at least it's still on, and it's on West Chestnut Street between Broad and Columbus.
All right, again, this week in the Hawking Hills, and our special guest, James Martin, Community Clear Up Days. This Clean Up Day, Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon.
That's right. This is something that happens more frequently than people would think in the Logan community. And it's well worth mentioning because it is fun and you do really feel satisfied that you've done a good day's work and that you've contributed. Basically, it's from 10 a.m. until noon. You'll meet at the fairgrounds at the Hocking County Fairgrounds, which is on Homer Avenue. And that will be Saturday from 10 till noon. They are encouraging you to bring your friends, your scout group, church group, naturalist friends, whoever, and basically they will supply the tools, you know, the pickers and the bags and everything, and get to the Soil and Water Conservation District, which is in the fairgrounds, dress to the weather, and go there and help make the place nicer. It's a wonderful little thing. We actually did it ourselves for the city a couple of months ago, and the Soil and Water District helps out as well, and it really does make a difference, and it really does make things look nice. So
yeah,
to help with a small downtown, if you have nothing to do on Saturday, we would be more than happy to have you.
10 a.m. to noon, and where do you meet?
You'll be meeting at the Hocking Soil and Water Conservation District. Their office is actually right in the fairgrounds,
okay,
which is on Homer Avenue in Logan. You just go into the fairgrounds on Homer Avenue, you turn left, and they are in the first row of buildings there on the left-hand side.
All right, so meet there, and they will assign people, I guess, duties there, right? What to do.
That's exactly right, and they're such a bunch of friendly folks. They really are. So especially Rebecca, she's always very enthusiastic and really gets behind all these community projects.
Very good. The Bowen House, good to see them reopening with Connected with Solitude.
Yes, this is a wonderful photography exhibit, and the Meet the Photographers is scheduled for this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m., and then they're going to be open from 2 till 5 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and also other times by appointment. So if you want to check out bowenhouse.org, they do require masks, of course, and the exhibition ends on September 26th.
All right, and Saturday and Sunday, Hocking Valley Scenic Railway.
This one is definitely worth keeping an eye on. Their website is hdsry.org. Now, come on, who doesn't like trains?
Right.
I absolutely love trains, and of course, I used to use one nearly every day, but to actually have one for a nice little trip is just wonderful. As they used to say in England, let the train take the strain. And on Saturdays, they do a trip at noon, which goes to Haydonville, and 2:30 p.m. goes to East Logan. And on Sunday, they have the trip, the East Logan trip, at 1 p.m., and that's the longer trip. And it's throughout August and September. they do have special train rides that are coming up in September, including Ohio's friendliest train robbery. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? And again, just check out hvsry.org. It's a volunteer organization. They all love what they do. And as I say, it's a really good experience. I've been on that train a couple of times, and it's just very relaxing and enjoyable just going through the countryside and just taking a moment.
Could be a little confusing at the train robbery with everybody wearing masks, but I'm sure they'll sort it all out.
That's very true. I wonder if they're just wearing bandanas instead of masks.
And finally, hey, a new Hocking Hills adventure guide is available. That's exciting.
Yes, this is really good. This is for locals and visitors alike. So whatever you categorize yourself, this guide is for you. And it's been specially produced by us at Hocking Hills Tourism Association. It covers all of the seasons. And if you're looking for some inspiration on things to do, you have a couple of options. You can either just download it straight away from the website. If you go to explorehockinghills.com, it's there on the front of the website. You can download and have a look at it. And if you prefer to have a hard copy, of course, who wouldn't want a printed copy? This is a really nice publication. You can just go along to the welcome centres. You can pop into the regional welcome centre, which is just off the roundabouts at 664, heading towards Old Man's Cave. Or you can pop into the Laurelville Visitor Centre, or you can pop into our co-op, which is down in Main Street called Homegrown on Main, and that's in Main Street, Logan. So plenty of options there to grab your adventure guide. And as I say, you can use that throughout all the seasons because, of course, we're coming into the fall, so you might want some different inspiring ideas, and it's all there in that book.
Very good. James Martin joining us. And this week in the Hocking Hills, again, the website, explorehockinghills.com. Always a pleasure, James, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Mike.